Sagt der Elige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Chagiga, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hei. We've learned in Mishnah Beis, if you remember, that the Oilas Riyah has to be worth at least a Mor Kesef. The Shalmi Chagiga, at least Shtei Mor Kesef. That's the minimum. Obviously, with the minimum amount, you're not going to get a very large behemoth. You're not going to have too much meat. Although in regard to the Oilas Riyah, the meat goes up on the Mizbeach anyway. Now, the Mishnah says that this isn't one size fits all. It depends on a person's personal situation. For example, Mishi Eshle Oichlim Mirubim. Person has a large family, many people that have to eat. They're entitled to their Simchas Yamtev. Unchasa Milatim. But he doesn't have much money. And he can't purchase the type of Shami Chagiga that's going to satisfy everybody. Maybe Shlomim Mirubim. He can put together Chulin money, together with Meiser money, because normally people had much more Meiser money, and purchase a large par for a Karban Shlomim. Or some say many Shlomims. Now, why are we saying he puts together Chulin money with Meiser money? Because the problem is, if you're telling me he doesn't have money, so how could you tell him maybe Shlomim Merubim? You just told me he doesn't have money. Where's he going to get the Shlomim Merubim from? So the Gemara explains, Enochanami, he can't purchase Shalmi Chagiga from Meiser Sheni money. But what he can do is use money from his own pocket, which he doesn't have much of, for the minimum amount. So you satisfy the chiyuv of paying for the Shalmi Chagiga from the Chulin money. And then, being that you need much more, so that everybody in your family gets, that you can bring from Meiser money, Meiser Sheni money. And Meiser Sheni money, generally, people have. You have to remember, the money was brought to Yerushalayim, and you have to spend it in Yerushalayim. So usually there was no shortage of Meiser Sheni money. Like we learned in Mishnah Gimel, that according to the Beis Hillel, you can do that. The Oilas, as far as the Oilas Riyah is concerned, Muatais, let him buy a behemah just with the shear of the minimum amount. And that would be Mor Kesef. A second scenario is Nechasim Merubim. This person is a rich man. He can afford to buy expensive meat, a lot of Basar Shlomim from his own Mois Chulin. He has a small family. So maybe Oiles Merubais, he should bring maybe more than one carbon Oiles Riyah. But a Shlomim Mu'atin, when it comes to Shami Chagiga, don't have too much meat that nobody will be able to eat, because there's a deadline. You have to eat a carbon Shlomim before the deadline. If you don't, it becomes nicer. A third possibility is Zeh, both his money, the Zeh, and the amount of people that he has to eat, Mu'at, is few. He doesn't have much money, doesn't have too many people to eat. Al Zeh Nema, for this person, it is said. Well, there's another Girsa, Al Zeh Amr, on this the Pasuk said. Ma Kesef, a Ma Kesef for a carbon oil, the minimum amount, Ushtei, and 2 mice of Kesef Lishlamim. In other words, whether it's the Oil or the Shami Chagiga, bring the smallest amount. The fourth possibility is Zeh, both his nechasim, his wealth, v'zeh, and the amount of people he has to eat, merubim, are a lot. He has a lot of money and a lot of eaters. Al zeh nemar, on this situation, the Torah says, for this person, the Torah says, ish kematnas yadai, kibirkas Hashem alekecha ashenasan lach, that there's a mitzvah to bring according to your ashiras. The shear of mar kesef or shtei kesef, that's only l'chala pachais, but if you can do more, bring many oilas, kemat nas yadai. And the same is true for the shlamim, kibirkas Hashem alekecha shenasan lach. So, bekitzer, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Vadai, there is a chayiv, there is a mitzvah to be makriv, a carbon. And it's enough just to bring one carbon. But if he has many people that need to eat the meat, he has a mitzvah to be makriv many karbonis. And all of the karbonis that he's makriv on the first day l'shem chagiga, they all have the name Shalmei Chagiga. And as a result, they're Doicha Yamtev. If this was just a plain shlam that wasn't called Shalmei Chagiga, you wouldn't be able to be makriv on the first day of Yamtev. So if you have a lot of people that need to eat, not a lot of money, make sure everyone gets their meat, their Shalmei Chagiga l'kavod Yamtev. How can you do it? So we explained, use Meiser Sheni money. Once you use a little bit of chulin, you can add Meiser Sheni money. Oilais, the minimum. If you have a lot of money, not too many people to eat, bring many oilais. And a minimum amount of shlamim. If you don't have much money, you don't have too many people that need the meat, Okay, so the Torah said it's enough ma kesef for the Eila, shtei kesef for the Shlami. And if you have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of people that need meat and you have a lot of money, so bring a lot of Eilais and a lot of Shlamim. Like the Pasuk says, Ish kematnas yadai ki birkas Hashem alekecha asher nasan lach.